According to the marketplace, I posted last week or 2 weeks ago an outline of what Phytomatrix is all about, the kind of looking at first, second, third generation vitamins, understanding the real, you know, positive characteristics. It's not lengthy. It's only about a page long, but it at least gives you some background on Phytomatrix. We will have a lot more information once we get back from Denver, but right now that's what we're working on. So please familiarize yourself with it so you're very aware of it. The outline today doesn't have the TM trademark, the word Phytomatrix, but please understand that their terminology, that's a trademark term. So you must put a TM by it if you use it in publicity or even in a cover letter that you send to people. Make sure you get your computer to do that. I'm just not too techie-oriented, and Lydia was around when I typed this up, so I couldn't. Okay, I apologize for that, but know that it's trademarked. Why are these strategies important to all of you? Well, first and foremost, we always are looking for new ways of increasing our visibility. And the statistics show, it came from Sam at the PUP meeting this summer. He said 60%, the statistics today in our country are 60% of all Americans are taking some supplementation. And of those 60% of those are taking a vitamin mineral supplement, which means approximately 36 and 40% of all Americans living in the United States today, which are now over 300 million Americans, are taking a vitamin mineral supplement. You get that? 40% of 300 million. So what does that give you? That means that we have 40% of 300 million makes it 120 million. We have 120 million Americans taking a vitamin mineral supplement. Now, what percentage of that marketplace do you want to get for Phytomatrix, people? Me, I want 100% of it. I'm not a greedy character. I just want them all. You've got the best vitamin, so now we have 120 million people to go out and convert to put on the best vitamin. So it's a great visibility prospect for you for increasing your prospects, because we know the demand is there, and being able to take somebody who's already on a vitamin and just show them how yours is better so they need to take a better vitamin is not the same thing as trying to tell them about cell-to-cell communication, the 8 necessary saccharides on the outside cell wall that form these glycoproteins, glycolipids, and we know this from the science of God. You know, as I tell people, it takes you a half an hour to go through glycobiology. It'll take you 3 minutes to go through Phytomatrix. So you guys are out there not talking to enough people. If you weren't talking to enough people before, now I want you to talk to 50 people a day about Phytomatrix, because it will only take you 3 minutes. Okay? So you get the gist of this. This is an easier marketing objective for you, because it's just about converting somebody. I'm going to put down 5 and cut out the background. Okay, there you go. No noise in the background. So it's just easier to take it to the marketplace than glyconutrients are. So that's why, and you've got the statistics to show that the demand is out there. People are already swallowing a vitamin. You just need to convert them. Of course, we always want to go after techniques to get through to our warm market and involve cold marketing, and that's what we're doing here with Phytomatrix. We want to use Phytomatrix as a Trojan horse, because if you get somebody started on Phytomatrix, even without discussing glyconutrients, now a couple months down the road, it opens up the door. Once they're taking one of our products, you know what happens, just like what happened to you in this business. You did not start taking the amount of products you're taking today of Manitex from day one. So if you start them at some level, eventually you get more and more and more, and they'll start getting on the glyconutrients. They can learn about the glycos and the other products over time and get on the whole panoply, but get them on Phytomatrix first. That's the Trojan horse. And it's another great tool. Of course, another reason you need this strategy is because it's a great strategy for reactivation, adding GPV to already existing orders. I mean, new market, old market, no markets, all across the board. It's a technique. Anytime you have a new product, it's a great technique to go out there and pop your business and increase GPV. Because if you look at it this way, people, I just want to throw a number for you. If I can just go out over the next 6 months, and my goal is to get 1,000, right? Here's my Mary Jo's goal, and you can pledge your own goal to yourself. My goal is to get 1,000 people taking Phytomatrix over the next 6 months. If I get 1,000 people taking Phytomatrix, Phytomatrix is going to cost the same as Catalyst, which is right around $40, so that's going to put 40,000 more volume into my organization. Now, think about that. If each and every one of you went out and got it, made a commitment, maybe you make a commitment to just get 100. That'll give you $4,000. Or you can make it 500. That'll give you 20,000. But just this one product can add that much volume to your downline. And the concept that everybody's already taking, or 120 million are already taking a vitamin, and look at how many people in your downline that are taking Manotech products but aren't taking the Catalyst or Glycentials because they're taking some other one. So this is a time for conversion. Okay, so let's talk about strategies on how to take them forward. First of all, take Phytomatrix to your current active associates. Why do I want you to do that? Well, number one, you've got a bunch of associates out there on Catalyst and Glycentials that are going to shift. Manotech's not going to automatically change your automatic order, so you need to make the shift. So you need to put people on notice to go and edit or change their automatic order. And you can also give you an opportunity to say something like, when you do this to active associates, don't forget to throw in a couple other products. So you might want to say, are you familiar with our GI Zyme and GI Pro? You might want to look into these two, or you might want to try our Mana Bears. So don't use your cover letter that you do to get people to, you know, in your current active associates or your email, whatever mechanism you choose. Use it also to maybe throw in a little tidbit on some of the other products so that you can not just get Phytomatrix. Don't make it too complicated, though, because then you'll lose the whole gist of Phytomatrix. Phytomatrix should be your main ploy to get them to change their orders, get Phytomatrix on board, quit taking the vitamin mineral they're taking, and maybe move them into taking a peek at Mana Bars or something like that. So you just, you know, it's just a good opportunity when they're going to go and change their automatic order to add a couple extra products, not just the Phytomatrix. So we want to go after the change for the new associates, and then many in your downline aren't already taking a vitamin, or they're not taking our vitamins. So you want to make sure they get on Phytomatrix. And that's a big one for my organization, because I've never, in all my DVDs and everything, I always talk about Ambertose Plus, Vitalo, and AO. I never mention our vitamin. So I do have a lot of people that never have gotten on a Manotech vitamin in my organization, and now is the time. To get on this incredible 100% plant-digested vitamin-mineral complex, okay? So good opportunity to start people on new. That'll create instant GPV in your downline. If you could take everybody who's ordering in your downline and add $40 to your order, what would you do with your downline? That'd be a lot of dollars in your GPV. So look at that marketplace. Mechanisms of how to get that out to your current active associate base, there are plenty of ways to do it. We're in the process right now of developing a web page, and it's going to be exclusively on Phytomatrix. And there's going to be a little thing at the bottom of it that says contact me. So we're going to use that web page to reference, send people to the web page so that they can read about it, to get some more understanding of Phytomatrix, and then they can say contact me, fill in the blanks, and we'll get all the contact information and call them back to get them started on Phytomatrix. So we're going to use that for new prospects, associates in our downline across the board. It's the easiest way to get them, you know, all the information that we have around Phytomatrix, the charts on the hyperaccumulation, all of that. So that's what we're in the process of building that right now to use that. Anyone can do that. That's just an option for you. Another option to get the information out is send a video email. Some of you are familiar with Hello World, you know, where you can transmit a video email where you're actually live. You're doing a video recording on the email bank, giving a short clip on Phytomatrix. That's a cute idea to get a new product out in the marketplace. You could do a mass email, just on a handwritten email, send people to your new website if you have a new website. So a mass email saying, hey, you know, you need to know about this, you know, 100% plant-digested vitamin minerals, first generation vitamin in the marketplace, terrific product, you need to get started, here's an information page for you, and I'll follow up at the end of 3 days, or, you know, let me know if you need me to contact you, whatever you want to do, but typically you take control of keeping in contact with the people. You can mail letters out with a support material, and at the last part of the outline, you're going to find a whole list of support materials, and we'll go over that later. But you could send letters out with support mail and follow up with a phone call 3 days later. That's a great way of doing it. It's kind of part of, you know, how we used to do things in the past before internet. I still love mail because I think people are less likely to throw things away in the mail than they are emails because they hit the delete key. So that's another technique you can use. And a great one to help get the support materials in people's hands. They're going to want to look at, especially the comparative piece, because ProAvity came out with a comparative piece comparing Phytomatrix to other vitamins in the marketplace, which will be just terrific to use. And that's the one that's going to help on your conversions, converting people from one vitamin to the other. I think that whole piece, though, is going to be more applicable to people who are not already in your downline, but more so to prospects. You know, when you go out there and really try to market VitalMatrix. It's to new people. It's how to convert them from one vitamin to the other, and that's going to be a very, very impactful piece. Okay? And we're doing a Mana Mail. A lot of you are familiar with the Mana Mails. My organization, we have 12 of us that draft one every single month, and we use it to send out to people in our downlines. It's a retention tool. It's how do I get information to my downline from me? That's personal. I know Health and Living magazine goes out all the time. Not very personal. It's not to me what needs to happen between you and the associate that you've brought on board. They want to hear from you. And when the bigger you get, the harder it is to have that personal contact. So I think we do it through a Manimal, articles on it every single month, and we have 12 different people drafting it, so you only have to draft one a month, and you get the benefit of getting all 12, and then you mail it out. Well, for November, we're doing a huge splash on VitalMatrix, and we're also adding, of course, the Forbes article information. So we have those two things going in that high-powered Mana Mail to all of our associates. So, I mean, people, I could go on and on, but are you getting the idea that mechanisms are unlimited and how to get this to your current active associate base? There's just so many mechanisms out there. You just have to choose which one works for you, what's going to be most effective for your organization. The third thing I want to talk about is taking VitalMatrix to your reactivation list. Every one of you ought to have a reactivation list, i.e. those are the zeros in your downline where you still have good information on them. If you don't have good information, then, of course, it's hard to contact them. You can do research on the Internet to find people's new addresses if they've moved or whatever. But what you want to do is go after every zero in your downline, explaining, talk about their prior commitment to glyconutrients, updating them on Forbes. And I love the Forbes piece because it's so powerful to get people, because Forbes is a huge name out there, people. It's huge. So use the Forbes piece as a credibility boost in your letter, and then talk about the incredible new third-generation vitamin mineral complex that everybody needs to be taking. So whatever you're taking today, we need to make the shift. Let's get in touch. You may not be ready to restart on the glyconutritionals, but absolutely, I'm sure you understand the critical importance of vitamins and minerals, and we want to get you started on the right track on that. And then call them back. So I would expect you to reactivate maybe 50%, maybe some of you 75% of the zeros in your downline. Because remember, these people, they may have quit taking glyconutritionals, but this is this is a way to step back into their lives, because probably all of them are on some vitamin mineral complex, and you're just trying to get them on the best one. And my approach to some strategy like that would be to send out 20 letters a day. So that every day, 5 days later, if you choose 5 days as your time period, you call those 20 people. So every day you're going to have 20 phone calls based on the 20 letters you send out five days earlier. And work on a program like that. Just set it up and structure it like a system so that it gets done. So if you have 100 zeros in your downline, it's going to take you 5 days to get all the letters out and 5 more days to follow up. Now, there's going to be some dribblers that you're not going to get in touch with, but you keep track of it. But that's the system I'd put in place. It's that critical that you put a system in place that makes it work for you. So you cover everyone. If you have no problem with people falling through the cracks, you've gotten in touch with everyone. So just come up with a system. And maybe some of you do only 10 letters a day, whatever it takes. But making 10 phone calls or 20 phone calls in one day is not an issue. You're not going to be on the phone with these people for an hour and a half, although some of you probably could use some more time, just being personal and friendly with them and reestablishing a relationship. But, it's just a program you put in place. Whatever you can tackle, that's what you set up. But set a number for yourself that you do it day in and day out until it's done. Otherwise, I know what will happen. You guys can tell me, but I already know it's going to be put off and put out. The procrastination sets in, and you do it hit and miss, and then half the people find out, and the other half don't, and, you've just screwed up a beautiful opportunity to reactivate a ton of people and get people healthy, step into their lives. Keep your focus on who, people? Keep your focus on others, and that's what's going to give you the discipline to do this, because it's not about you. It's not about what's going on in your life. It's not about what's currently happening. It's not about getting into worry and I'm not good enough and I'm there and I don't know what to say. It's not about any of that. That's all about you, and it's not about you. It's about people, other people. Focus on other people. Sorry. Okay, so a second thing is a personal contact is always imperative with all these people, and you just got to call them. So you call 3 to 5 days after you send the letter out. That's what you do. You call them, and you're diligent as can be. If you're going to send these letters out and you're not planning on calling people, then don't waste the stamps, because you're not committed. I have people that do that. I'm not kidding. They'll send up a ton of them. Some of you today on the phone could say, I relate, Mary Jo, because I'm not good on follow-up. Well, I don't understand how people can spend money and time and energy around sending something out in the mail and then not following up. My goodness gracious, that's a waste of time, and it's a waste of money, and it's a waste of materials, and it's a waste. And now what are you suggesting to the person? You're really, you know what you're screaming at the person? You're screaming at them, I really didn't care. I was just kidding. Is that the message you want to send to people about their health? Health is not something to joke about. Health is something that's imperative for all of us. So let's not quit joking about it, and let's get serious about it, and let's really seriously try to impact people's lives. So personal contact's imperative. Attack the list also from a children's or grandchildren's perspective. Now, you may not want to do this up front. Did you all know that they broke Phytomatrix in Australia last week, and Marlis was so good to be on the call, on the Internet, listening to Dr. Nugent present it there, and they talked about Phyto Kids. They're going to come out with a Phytomatrix for children, chewable up to 12 years old. And so that's really exciting. That's going to come out, but they're still testing it. Apparently, the Brassica juncea plant, the Indian mustard plant, doesn't have a really good flavor. And so when you put in a chewable vitamin, not going to work. So they're trying to come up with some mechanism to mask that flavor some way, shape, or form without doing it synthetically. And that's what they're still in the lab working on. So we won't have the children's vitamin the same time we have the adult vitamin. So we're just going to have to wait for that. But know that it's coming, and it's another wonderful thing that you could use on your reactivation program. And why is that so important? Because how many people do you know are more concerned about their children's or their grandchildren's health than their own health, right? So you may want to do this adult reactivation thing, and then you might want to come back in a month or so whenever the children's come out and go back and say, hey, and it might be something that you send out as a second program. I think it's a great second program thing because it's for the people that you didn't pick up the first time around. Now you got a safety net to grab them on the children's vitamins. Because most of those people that are cranky that may not say yes and are still stuck in their mire, the minute you mention their grandkids and their children, boy, I'll tell you, that'll get them hopping and moving. Okay, so that's another thing to look at for reactivation. Taking Phytomatrix to your quote-unquote dead prospects. These are people, hopefully some of you have maintained master lists of the people that have said no to you in the past, the people that didn't quite see the vision of glyconutritionals. Wow, here's another breakthrough opportunity for you. So you can take out that entire old list that you've never signed up and start from the top. Contact every single one of them with the new news. And, yeah, they never saw the benefits of the breakthrough technology of glycobiology. You sure would like them to reexamine it. And how do I present that to them? The Forbes article, this company is explosive. It's number 5 of the top 200 companies. You know, so you want to emphasize that to show them what they're, obviously this is working or this company wouldn't be where it is. But then you want to get into, you know, even without this, if you choose not to relook at the science of glycobiology, we sure as heck know you're going to want to know about this new breakthrough technology in vitamin mineral. And then highlight that in that letter. Boom. So you're going to get all those dead people or the people that said no to you in the past on glyconutrition. If they don't ever take Ambritose, that's their decision. But you know what? I know they're going to take a vitamin. So let it be ours. And that's the approach you want to take. Make sure it's yours. Okay, so go after these people, and who knows, you might catch that person. This is another beautiful thing about dead prospects is, and this is why I hang on to mine, is that some of those people might say, you know, Mary Jo, I remember when you told me about this 2 years ago, and, you know, my mother was just diagnosed with cancer, and all of a sudden, boom, they're interested in the glyconutrients, too. So you don't have any clue how many people you might pick up on glyconutrients, again, just by using this as a lead-in to open that door. And, again, the same thing comes out of grandchildren and children. The other thing I'm going to do, I'm going to try to give you guys, we came up with a lot of statistics in Chicago because the Chicago event was around children and leaving a legacy, and I'm going to try to put some of those statistics in a page for you and post it on my Manatrain website so that you can look at those, because I think motivating people, it's not motivating them out of fear, but motivating them out of reality check. You know, you got to get them motivated to take action, and sometimes scary statistics are what help people move. And I'm trying to get people off their duff and take some action, make a choice. And that's why, you know, in my op meeting, I so many times talk about the NIH and the statement of complacency. It's about, you know, people quit being complacent about something so critical like your health. Okay? So that's why you want to have some statistics that really help you with that. Okay, the next static is let's talk about cold marketing strategies. So we have cold marketing strategies because this is an opportunity for you to open huge markets. Huge. Again, remember, 60% of Americans take supplements, and 60% of those take vitamin mineral supplements. So you have a whole panoply of people out there that are swallowing some crazy vitamin called, you know, gumball vitamins, Centrum, Silver, all this stuff out there that's really not worth anything, not even, in my mind, not even worth swallowing. So we want to go out and attack that marketplace. Here's some ideas for that, and of course they're endless, but I give you a bunch of them that came up from a lot of people in my group that put together some strategies around it. Number one, host a product fair. I really love this idea, and you can do this in your local community no matter what city you belong in. I would probably think it's going to be more effective in small communities, but even in a large community like Fort Worth or Dallas, we could have a product fair. And the product fair looks like this. You just have a room, you advertise as a wellness. I would probably call it a wellness fair, not a product fair. I use the word product fair to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Where you have a wellness fair, and then you open up the dates, you have some room that you host it in, and around the room you might have 10 different tables in kind of a circular type thing. And around the room, and so everybody can come in and they can go to different tables. Each table reflects a different product. So you have one, like, quote-unquote, expert associate at each one of the tables that handles anyone who comes to that table. For Ambertose, you might have two, and for Phytomatrix, you might have a bunch because that's the newest product. But you invite people to a wellness fair where they can mingle around the tables and learn all about these incredible different products. And you have materials that you hand out, and the person there is to answer questions. You might even have a computer with a little DVD running at each of the tables or whichever tables where you have some information about it. What a stupendous way of getting information, a lot of information, on what these nutritional supplements are. And, of course, featuring Phytomatrix, because that's our newest product. But in a regard to this wellness fair, you could also have it you also have product giveaways, so you have some reason for people to be there or sign up, so you have information on who's registered or who walks in the door. So you can keep track of them. You have a sign-in sheet with, you know, name and telephone number so you can recon who invited you. And then I'd also, in that product fair, somewhere around the room, I would have a booth on the business opportunity. Because you never know. People are going to go around. They're going to look at all the products. There can always be a few. They're going to say, wow, there must be a business behind this. And you go, absolutely, let me help you with that. So think about doing that. And I think it's a great thing to do cross-line. You don't have to do it just for your own downline. Get a group of people in your community. Do it cross-line. Get your MANA association together to run a product fair. And just split the leads as they come in. You know, put some publicity out there and split the leads and the people that are participating. And what a boom for your business, people, and what a great way to get education on products. Number two is run ads in the local newspapers. We have a lot of little local newspapers like Colleyville and Flower Mound and all these small little communities. You don't have to go in the Dallas Morning News if you live in a big town. Take the local newspapers, and you can do it pretty effectively for pretty insignificant price. But make sure if you're going to run an ad about Phytomatrix that you make sure it's a terrific, unique selling proposition, USP, I call them. You got to have something that causes people to call, and that if they don't, they're not going to call. Because ads are only as good as the ad itself. It's not, a lot of people think, oh, Mary Jo, I'm going to spend a lot of money. You can spend a lot of money putting an ad in paper, and you can get zero phone calls from it. I've been there, I've done that, and I bet there are a lot of people on this telephone call that can say the same thing. And I found that it's more important for me to spend $500 on getting a graphic artist or somebody with great languaging skills to draft it for me than it is for me to spend $500 to put it in the Dallas Morning News. The money needs to go into the creativity of the ad. And there are specialists out there that know how consumers respond. They know the trigger words. They know the trigger language. They know the trigger look. They have, and because they're professionals in advertising. That's why these marketing advertising guys get paid all the big bucks. When you look at the Miller Lite commercials on television, those guys get millions of dollars for developing those ads because they know the triggering devices and what causes people to get motivated and take action. So that's what you need to do, is find somebody in that ad, in marketing advertising industry, to let them help you draft an ad, and then it's going to be money well invested. And then take it into the marketplace. But you've got a terrific product here in Phytomatrix to do that with. Buy lists from contact firms like USAData.com. You know, there are a bunch of them on the Internet. All you have to do is look for contact list firms. And you can buy names and addresses and phone numbers from them. And what's so great about it, you can get them pretty inexpensively, so it's not a big investment that you have to make. You might spend a few hundred bucks. But you get these names, and then what you can do with these names is you can get them by zip code. So you can actually choose just to stay in your own locale if you want to. You don't have to call people in Hawaii if you're living in, you know, Podunk, wherever. You find people that are actually, you know, use 10 zip codes around your neighborhood so that everybody's going to be local to you. So it's a great thing to do, and you get these lists, and then you send letters out. Again, you do the same thing you do like with the reactivation. Make a commitment on how many you're going to do per day. I'm going to send like 20 letters out a day. Or you can develop postcards. We're actually making postcards that are going to be about phytomatrix. And we're going to drop those in mail. We're going to drop in 10 or 20 a day until we go through whatever they found, whatever names. I think I bought 2,000 last time, so we're going to do that. And just drop them in the mail. We're going to do like 50 a day, and then we'll follow up with phone calls. And I have Lydia to do some of the calling, otherwise I just go bonkers myself. But it's a way to get the word out in the marketplace, get contacts, open new doors, and then get them information. And one of the reason why I want a website is because I want to give a website on the postcard for them to do more research so they can put the contact me. So even if they don't respond by call, at least I have the information on the website so they have someplace to go to find more information. So that's a great way to, you know, hit the marketplace in a significant way. You can also, alternative healthcare practitioners. I'm going to tell you people that every single one of these guys is looking for a great vitamin mineral supplement. They all believe in nutritional supplementation, and if they didn't catch on with the glyconutrient wave, you've got a product now that every one of them could enjoy in a million ways. And they're all looking for it, so trust me, that's a great category of people, whether it's chiropractors, colon hydrotherapists, acupuncturists, you know, whatever group, massage therapists, physical therapists, they're all looking for a terrific vitamin, and you have the answer for them. So make sure you make the communication to them has to be more professional than you may be doing. In other words, you're going to have to do more scientific discussion. You're going to have to talk about the hyperaccumulation, brassica juncea plant, you know, Indian mustard plant. So there's going to be more involved in it for you, but we have plenty of materials to support you. And then you want to make sure you follow up with a plan. How do I get this to your patients? Let me help you educate your patients. What does that look like to you? You want me to come in and do seminars? You want me to do one-on-one? How can I best support you in your business to get this information to all your patient base? Get it? Because that's what you're trying to tap in. Same strategy I use with glyconutritionals and chiropractors. You use the same with all of these people around the vitamin mineral supplement. Open with proposals of a plan. And it doesn't have to be your plan. You can give them alternative scenarios and let them pick and choose what's best for them. They're in charge. You're there to support them. Always walk into these offices with a total support role. You are there to support them doing their better, 100% support system for them. The same thing applies, as you can see on my cold marketing strategy, to doctor's offices. MD's offices are desperate for good multivitamins. So look at that, too. You want to make sure that you contact medical doctors, groups, Babies R Us, Mom's Day Out, daycare centers, PTA programs for grade schools. You have just endless opportunities out there around children where you can get this new multivitamin in. And, of course, that's going to wait until that multivitamin comes out for the kids. But that's another super group of people. Okay, so finally, I want to just list, and, of course, there are 1,000 other mechanisms out there, people. These are just some ideas of what you can do, ideas for you to jump on, to really get out there and start making the best out of Phytomatrix. And make a commitment to yourself. Say, I want to sell at least X number of people on Phytomatrix in the next 6 months. What does that look like for you? Make a commitment and go after it and make it work for you. The support materials available for all of your communications are going to, I made a list of them, and I did leave off one, which is Manatech, I'm sure, will come out with their own set of materials. I just don't know what that's going to look like, and I haven't heard about it. But here's some that you can use. The press release by Manatech, which was in July, about Phytomatrix. Terrific press release. Number two, statement by the AMA that vitamins and minerals are necessary. Number three, ProEvity piece that compares the different vitamins. ProEvity is coming out with a piece that looks at, it's how they teach medical doctors about vitamins and minerals. And they do a chart that's been developed showing the major vitamin companies and how to select the criteria for picking the best product, the best vitamin mineral product. And Phytomatrix is the only plant-based, 100% natural, fully standardized plant-based vitamin mineral phytonutrient complex. So that's what that whole piece is going to show. It's done by an independent third party, ProEvity, not Manatech, which makes it such a great piece to use. So that'll come out again. I think it'll definitely be available, I believe, at ManaQuest. The newest food pyramid states vitamins and minerals are necessary. Then you have the technical data on the Brassica Gentia for medical professional letters. Mary Jo, my new DVD, we just gave it a title called Let's Go Natural. That's going to be available at ManaQuest, and it's all about glyconutrient phytomatrix. Steve Burns is putting a new piece out on phytomatrix that will also be available at ManaQuest. And those are the materials. So let me get you back on. Everybody still there?
Wow.
Whoa. How was that for a pack call? Did I get through it all?
Mary, did you say there was an article about phytomatrix written by Sam?
I haven't seen one.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I came in the middle of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen an article by Sam. I do know that there's a press release out there, but I don't know of any article by Sam. I don't know that.
Okay.
Mary Jo, do you have the press release on phytomatrix
sure
that came out this summer?
Does everybody want me to send that?
That'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
In fact, why don't I do this for you guys? How about this? How about if I get all the things that are on support materials? Press release, statement by AMA, the newest food pyramid, technical data on Brassica. Why don't I put all those four things together in an email and get them out to all you guys?
Oh, thank you.
I knew you would want me to do that for you.
Wow.
I knew you would love that comment. No, that's great. No, it's easier. If I do it, then I got, you know, you 200-300 people don't have to mess with it, right?
How about your sample letter?
My sample letter, which one do you want?
The one you're going to be sending out to...
We got letters going to eight different directions. You got the reactivation list, you got the current associate list, you got the dead list, and you've got the cold marketing strategy, the brand new. So we're going to have letters for every single one of them.
Yes, please.
All of them.
You want all of them. You guys are...
Let's get all, Mary Jo.
Oh, listen, why recreate the wheel? Is that what you're telling me now?
Yeah.
All right, let me see what we
what
can
about your postcards?
Yeah,
your newsletters.
Postcard we're making.
And newsletters.
The newsletter, which newsletter?
Manamail.
Oh, Manamails, you've got to develop that yourself. The Manamail, I can send you a sample Manamail. For those of you who've been on my, have you gotten a double set of CDs around how to build systems in your multi-level marketing business?
Yes.
The one I put out last year. On that double set of CDs is a Manamail as a sample. You can look at that. I don't mind sending you a mail out, but you're going to have to develop that in your own group. Get a group of 12. I always tell people, get a group of 12 people together that want to do it together, and you've got it. It's a slam dunk to do it.
Do you have any kind of time frame of when they're phasing out Catalyst and Quintessentials?
I don't have any time frame. I just know that Newt's comment in Australia was, you know, it's time. The time has passed for Catalyst, quote unquote. The time has passed for Catalyst is what he said. We have a superior technology now. Mm-hmm. And that's how he treats it. So, but they will be phasing out Catalyst and Essentials both. Right? I just don't know the timing.
And this call is on your website, right?
Uh-huh.
Great. What about the postcards?
It's recorded, right? Hello, yes?
Hi, it's Paula. I think I heard somewhere that Forbes article is going to be available as a slick reprint.
It is, at ManaQuest.
Yeah.
We're going to have the reprints of Forbes at ManaQuest, so that's going to be a great opportunity for a few people to buy that to include it in your cover letters going out.
What month is the Forbes article?
It's last month. Don't I have the Forbes? Lydia, we have the
October.
Forbes.
October
20th.
Yes, it's October. Yep. I do have it somewhere around here, October.
And they are all on the press release. I'm looking at the website, and the press release for, you know, all of that are still listed on the website. So you can just go to the Manatech website and download those, too.
There you go.
Is the phytomatrix going to be as good for blood sugar regulation and weight loss?
I believe the feeling of Dr. Nugent is it's going to be better than what we had in Catalyst. That's his position on it. So
your website that you're going to put out that says contact me, is that something that we can use and put our contact info on it?
It's going to be hard to do that because if you did it, they're going to contact me. They're not going to contact you. I'm not going to list 150 people on that website. You're going to almost have to create your own website to send people to. Does that make some sense to you? If you wanted to do that, I would think you would want to do that with a group maybe of your own downline so that you can filtrate the people to the people that have led them there because that's what I'm going to do. I'm making it for my organization. And anyone who contacts you there, my first question that Lydia will have following up with them is, who sent you to the website? Where did you hear about this? And then we'll give it to the appropriate associate.
Right.
But you want to have some ability to do that. I'd love to be able to do that for the entire Manitic, you know, company, but, you know, 40,000 associates out there sending me leads. I'd be into the lead transmittal business.
Would you mind letting us see the website?
I don't have a problem with that. No. And the website isn't done yet. As soon as it gets done, I don't mind sending you to look at it so you can see what it looks like. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Right.
Thanks.
I got a website designer doing it right now. Yeah.
I just want to thank you for what you've already said you're going to do. I'm so overwhelmed. This is Jo.
How you doing?
And when I see this, you know, you've been so wonderful to me. I've never been in your immediate downline. But when I was stumbled and had such a hard time in the beginning, you were there. You adopted me. And I want to thank you, because what you're doing every week, you're keeping me on track, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you listening, Joe, and just a doll. I love you all. It's just a mission, people. It's not about me, and it's not about anyone else. It's about all of us being on a mission together, and that's what's going to make it work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, people, any other questions?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Lisa, we were in Chicago together having fun in the back room this last weekend, and I just wanted to thank you because I thought that weekend was tops, but today's call just added to it, and I love you.
Love you, too.
You're a fun lady.
Well, thanks. You guys treated me really well in Chicago. I had a lot of fun there. It was a great, great event. Great event.
Mary Jo, could you tell us how to get to the webinar tonight?
The webinar?
The location, and I can't find a link.
It's in the email. Did you get my email on it?
I got the email. I went to the link. I couldn't find anything.
Register on link.
I registered.
You have to scroll all the way to the very bottom. And there's a blue box at the bottom of the email, and it says to register. Click here, I believe.
Oh, I missed the box.
You missed the blue box. Go to the blue box at the bottom. There you go. Absolutely.
I signed up with her system.
There you go.
Mary Jo, is there any chance of getting a copy of the Manor Mail that you're doing now with the Phytomatrix release as well as the Forbes article just to get a sample?
Well, you'd love that sample because then you wouldn't have to do it. I think if you're on the Beyond Training class, you're getting it.
Sorry?
So you might be one of those special people.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You can say manatrain.com.
Manatrain.net.
Dot net.
Yeah. Tom will get you a whole different location.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, people, we got to run. We're off time.
Thank you so much for everything, Mary Jo.
We love you guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. I'll talk